Hello and welcome everyone to episode 12 of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. I'm your humble host, Kosti, and I have a special episode for you today. We have another segment of our Behind the Crew series, this time with the Chicago Outfit, where we spoke with the Bat, Scolette, the Chicago Godfather, and Aaron Yeat. I hope you guys get a chance to get to know them a little closer, just like I had the opportunity to myself. So without further ado, I give you the Chicago Outfit. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. For this episode, I have the Chicago Outfit here to talk to all of you and tell you a little bit more about their crew. So before we get started, I want to give an opportunity here for all four of our guests to introduce themselves. Cheryl, aka Scolette, we'll go ahead and start with you and then move on from there. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Not really, but... Scarlett, Council of TCO.
Did you want to tell us a little bit about how you joined TCO, how you got about finding the crew? Was this your first crew?
No, I've been playing for 16 years, so I've been here a long time. I couldn't even tell you what number crew this would be for me. There's been so many. I quit for a few years, came back about 2 years ago, found Dell in jail and managed to get myself and his crew a week later, and I've been there ever since.
Simple enough. Romance found in jail. I like it. Since we mentioned you, we can go ahead and move on directly to you, Debat. Did you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your origins into Bootleggers and how you came across being a part of the leadership team with the Chicago Outfit.
Yeah, I'm Debat. I've been playing for damn near 15 years as well. It was about end of round 6, beginning of round 7, when me and Sideshow, Chicago Godfather here, started it up with the help of our other cousin, Kyle, who's also here with us today.
Okay, well, since he mentioned you, do we want to go ahead and move on here to Chicago Godfather? Do you want to tell us a little bit about your origins of two Bootleggers and how you came across the Chicago Outfit? I know he said that you had started it with him back in the day. Did you have any stories for us about how it came about and how you guys had the idea of coming up with this name in particular?
Yeah, like you said, I'm Chicago Godfather, one of the original founders of TCO. We actually started off as the Corleone family back in the day. I'm pretty sure it was one of the original ones that didn't last long. And then we got together and formed TCO. Me and the Bat, we are the bosses. We have two bosses, and then obviously it trickles down to council, shit like that. Basically, it started out as just a group of us from the area. I mean, we have multiple cousins and friends and shit like that that all live near the Chicago area, so we seemed it fitting to call ourselves Chicago Outfit.
Okay. Simple enough. I like that. It's not very usual that you get someone that really kind of incorporates their environment into their crew name. So that I really kind of like the idea, the fact that the Chicago Outfit, you guys are all pretty much from the area. That's pretty cool. Moving on, we have one last guy here with us today. We referenced him earlier by the name of Kyle, also known as Aaron Yeats for this particular round. You want to tell us a little bit about your origins and about how you came about being part of the Chicago Outfit? It sounds a little bit like you're part of the fam.
Yeah, I joined it with my cousins. They did this to get us all into playing one game, so that way we had something to do with our friends when we were younger. We started playing back in middle school, I believe, so it was just something we did when we were younger to hang out.
Okay, I could definitely relate to that. I had quite a few family members myself that dabbled into playing Bootleggers over the years. It always makes dinners and family reunions pretty interesting to have something to talk about that everybody else is annoyed with because they don't have a clue what we're saying. So I could definitely relate there.
Definitely. I've got my wife playing now, and it's been a whole family thing for a while.
Well, that's really cool. I like to hear about those kind of origin stories where it's more family-based, it's more environment-based, rather than just some people you met online. So that's actually really cool. It kind of makes you guys a little unique, in my opinion.
That's what we're shooting for.
We did talk about your origins a little bit. Did you have any interesting stories about mistakes that you made early on as a crew that you guys had to learn from? Any sort of aha moments as far as leading a crew when not being in that position before?
Bat, if you want to go ahead and take that.
Well, I mean, it's always hard to get actual members, I would find. Like, most of them were always underground trying to shoot or what be it. So that was our main problem, I guess, trying to run the crew, is getting the actual members up besides our own people we knew, which we still tend to not even mess with. And nowadays we just try to play the game and enjoy it. And that's how we ended up finding Cheryl. She ended up sticking to us, so we kept her around. A few other ones we've known through the years too that have come around and back and played with us. So
yeah, that's another thing too. Cheryl is one of the first outsiders that actually made it into leadership, and basically everybody in the crew now were at one point past members.
Cheryl, did you want to provide us a perspective possibly on being an outsider and coming into this family and how close-knit they are?
It's a great bunch of people. You couldn't ask for better people, in all honesty. They took me in, which is awesome. I was actually quite surprised at how fast I managed to get to council. Actually, I was only in crew 3 months, I think, before they made me council, which was pretty awesome, because up until that point, like Chicago Godfather said, it was only family and relatives that actually got to be council. So, and I was just some strange girl that wiggled her way into crew. So it was pretty awesome.
It's always great to hear those stories too, about like kind of how you became council and over time and how it all kind of worked out. There's always usually a pretty interesting story behind it. I remember talking to the Gambino family a few weeks back about how they ended up finding their guys, and it just ended up being a weird story. Do you guys have any interesting stories about that amongst yourselves, as far as like just dumb things that guys have done or over the years that has stuck out to you in your mind, kind of like the Chicago outfit lore behind the scenes kind of thing?
I got a good one. So yeah. We were, what was it, last round? I don't know, there was a bunch of shit going down, and I think we were getting shot, and kind of got together and decided, fuck it, and renamed our crew at the time Jonestown, and we all drank the Kool-Aid and did a mass suicide.
That was a round back or so.
Okay, so you guys said that you don't really trust outsiders too much, but you did open the doors and let Cheryl in. So is there any bad stories that you have about people that you did recruit, you had high hopes for, and it just turned out that they were a shooter for somebody, it caused a bunch of drama? Do you have any sort of bad stories that has made you not want to recruit more heavily because of?
There's been a few players that I feel that we shouldn't have recruited, and they've kind of backfired on us, especially, you know, with one particular one, not going to get into any names, but yeah, it's been pretty rough sometimes.
What do you find is mostly the issue? Is it just people who are dupes, or is it like people who are trying to use you guys and, or like inside you? What is the issue that arose?
Well, sometimes it's more or less, I feel some people don't know when to stay out of certain situations, I guess, and they get us into trouble sometimes when it could be avoided, but it hasn't really cost us anything, so to speak.
Okay, so you guys have been kind of dodging that bullet, and you want to continue dodging that bullet. That's why you're not recruiting so heavily?
As much as we can dodge that bullet, yeah.
Do you guys have any ideas possibly about different ways to try to recruit, but also weed out some of the people you don't want? Like, I know the 23rd, we had our boot camp, which wasn't completely fail-safe, but it made it so you had to earn it kind of thing. So we really weeded out a lot of people who were trying to come into our crew underground. And I know other crews have certain things like that too. Like, certain crews have sub-crews that you have to prove yourself in first. Is there any sort of contingency that you guys have thought of to try to open up recruiting, but kind of make them earn it?
I mean, yeah, we've definitely done all that in the past. And I mean, presently, we're just kind of trying to tight-knit everything. That's usually how we run. Instead of masses, we have perfection, you know, kind of hone what we have already. I mean, here and there, we'll get people in. I mean, like, we just got Piper in. He's our newest guy. He's our prospect. We do vet people with a prospecting stage. So you don't just get to come in, get all willy-nilly, you know, you are subject to be removed at any time during your prospecting status, which is still active now. That's pretty much the only thing we got going now in regards to vetting people.
I kind of like that. I haven't heard that before. How long is the process?
It varies, really. We've had prospects that have been there for a few months. We've had some that have been there for the entire period, like whole round. It really depends on their activity, what they do for the crew, how well they help, how active they are. whatnot.
How often I get around to getting them out of it. We got a couple right now we need to get out.
Well, you know, the longer they're in, the more it means when they actually get there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my prospect period was really short, just saying.
You said you made counsel in 3 months. I'm surprised you're not boss by now.
In a sense, she's got some say more than others, since Eric's not very active at the moment. I kind of got a lot of real-life stuff going on, too, so she's got the capability to green light hits and whatnot, but she's still got that good boss badge.
Yeah, so basically, the way we roll with that is anybody that's in council, we throw it in a vote, and then once we vote on it, we take it to the rest of the crew, and everybody votes for the most part. Here recently, we had a deal at Moles, so it hasn't been that way, but we're trying to get back into it like that.
So in a way, you kind of work like Congress, but you guys do it in reverse order, where like the Senate does the vote first, and then it goes to the people. I kind of like that. Because this way you kind of weed out the bad ideas before you have to bother everybody with it. Is that kind of what you guys were thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Try to keep the whole crew, too, in the processes, make them all feel their home, too. So
absolutely. That's kind of the key thing about leading a crew, is just trying to keep everybody happy, trying to keep everybody active, trying to keep everybody, having fun. Is there anything in particular you guys do to have fun? I don't know. Do you guys have internal events? Do you kind of get together on one night to try to play games or something like that?
I guess I'll take that. Yeah, I usually do a bus comp, at least for the crew. I try to do it every few weeks just to have fun, but in the past we've done more when there was more active people. This round just seems like it's been dead from start, so there really hasn't been too much for crew games and whatnot.
Is there any particular reason for that you can think of, or is it just kind of people with real lives right now not lining up?
Yeah, might be a little of real life, but I don't know. I feel like the reset wasn't a real reset either. You know, they never they kept most of the stats and everything, so I think it discouraged a few people maybe.
Okay, understandable. Who's usually the winner of your guys' bus competitions? Who's the best buster in the crew?
Well, it ain't me.
Definitely ain't Cheryl either.
Ooh, shots fired.
No, I mean, it's always a mix between who wins and who doesn't. So it's pretty fun when we get to doing stuff like that, because it's always a competition.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. Well, I know you said you guys aren't too terribly active at the moment as far as, you know, the whole crew is concerned. But I didn't know, what would you consider yourself holistically as a crew throughout your history? Are you guys more of a busting crew like we were just talking about? You guys like to gamble a lot? Do you guys like to shoot but just aren't right now, kind of thing? Like what are you guys all about?
Honestly, we're kind of just here to play the game, to be honest. I mean, we don't really specialize in any particular field that you just mentioned. When we have to be, we're hitters. I mean, when we're just fucking off, everybody, a lot of people do gambler. We got some gamblers in the fucking crew, that's for sure. I think everybody here would agree with that. I mean, fuck, every other day I'm seeing somebody hitting big.
You guys have any crazy stories about winning like 10 billion in one night and losing it all at once, or someone accidentally setting the wrong max or something like that?
We've had people go from hero to zero when it comes to the casinos. So, I mean, it's all a hit or miss.
I like that. That rhymed. I don't even know if you realize that. Went from hero to zero at the casino.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have anything about your crew that you feel is a misconception, something you want to clarify, maybe something you guys have been accused of in the past, anything like that?
Yeah, we're always accused of working with other crews. For the most part, like I said, we're tight-knit and we usually do our own thing.
I can certainly relate there. It feels like every other day I'm getting blamed for something. Is there anything in particular that happened recently that you guys have been blamed for?
If you want to take it, otherwise we could just do the fallback.
Last round, I mean, we had mishaps there, but the last one that I can really recall were previous rounds anyways, but it's always someone saying we're working with someone else when we're clearly not. We've been shot by damn near every big crew up there, so... I mean, I get it. It's part of the game, so shoot back. It's what we've been doing.
Is there any particular reason you guys have just kind of kept to yourself and haven't taken part in this alliance warfare that's been going on and festering for the last couple of years?
Drama.
Alliances never work out.
Right.
No, I can think of one pretty successful alliance last round. Just one, though. And there was definitely a lot of drama. So, yeah, I get what you're saying there. Is there any time that you guys tried it and then it was just too drama filled and you kind of backed out, like a sore spot, something you tried didn't work out?
Yeah, sure.
Care to elaborate?
Not particularly.
Okay, understandable. So what I'd like to do is give you guys a solid minute on the airwaves here to give your best recruitment pitch for anyone out there looking to join the Chicago outfit. Now, the prior two crews that I did this interview with, unfortunately, had recruiting closed. You guys said you're still looking. What kind of member are you guys looking for, and what should they know if they're applying to the Chicago outfit?
I want Cheryl to answer this one.
Me too.
Cheryl.
I'm just trying to think of how hard she just rolled her eyes.
It's for the fuck you saw me or something. We have cookies. No. Yeah, you gotta be active. You gotta be able to shoot. If you're not active and you can't shoot, there's really not much point applying, because that's pretty much all we really ask for, is that you be active within crew, be, you know, half decent, and be able to shoot when called upon. We do have cookies, though.
I mean, I think that's pretty reasonable requests. I do remember the Bat telling me something along the lines of you guys having kind of a process, and a lot of people who apply aren't willing to be patient enough to go through that process. Did you want to talk a little bit about kind of what that process is, just in case there's anyone listening who wants to join? This way they have a clear expectation on what to expect.
I can take it if you want, Cheryl. Up to you.
Sure. No, go ahead.
You want to.
So basically, once you apply, we all will talk about it. I mean, both in council chat and in regular chat. Obviously, we go into more details in council and see about if we know their name or from the past, because we ask all your past names and all that shit. Then once we talk about it and vote on it, then there goes to an interview process, which I have notepad on my phone where I got a series about 10 questions that I ask them. Basically getting to know them personally, their history in the game, blase, blase, why they want to join. And then after that, with those answers, we take another vote. And basically, like Bat said, usually everything gets shut down right away because people aren't taking the time to answer our questions in detail. Like, you know, if, you know, hey, how long have you been playing? Okay, blah, blah, blah. Or they'll just answer yes, no, and shit like that.
You know, that's something I've noticed too. The applications, for the most part, are really shit. Either that, or they're way too good to that makes you suspicious. Like, there's no middle ground, it seems.
I'd rather have more detail than not. So, shows effort.
Very true, but sometimes when they put too much detail in, I feel like they're trying too hard, and then I ask myself why, you know?
And that's the old school player in you talking.
I'm suspicious, man. That's why I have a boot camp.
And it doesn't help that I will find the applications and start talking to them. I'm pretty sure I scare most of them away, too. So, you know.
I don't think you scare anyone away.
Bro, she's the mom of the crew. You better watch the fuck out.
Oh, I know. There's a reason we've been bugging her. We didn't take care of her as well as we should have when we had her and we lost her. She's the one that got away.
Sucks for you, bro.
All right. So we've talked a little bit about the origins of the crew, what you guys are about, a little bit about recruiting, your interpersonal relationships with one another. Now I want to kind of move on to the future of the Chicago outfit. Is this something that you guys see expanding in the future to being a full 25-member crew? Competing for revenue one day, maybe, I just don't know what you guys see the future of the Chicago outfit being, or do you guys just like the status quo?
We're taking over the world.
In the brain. No, I mean, I would like to, yes. It'd be nice to have a full crew and be able to actually produce some nice numbers, but all in all, with real life and everything, it's just really nice just to be around and watch what's still come of the game, I guess. You see where it's going to go. Whether we're active and trying to compete or not, we'll still be here.
Well, I can totally see that. Kind of that laid-back approach, not getting too into it, but still being around, is what a lot of people seem to be doing right now, just because they love the game for its nostalgia, but they don't necessarily have the time to really push for revenue. So I can totally see that. Baba. Justice. Oh, hold on a second. My daughter just...
Baba. To touch on that a little, you know, I feel like it's pushed some of our gaming mentality towards it when I feel the staff on Bootleggers is not putting the game towards its potential. Right now, with some of the updates, I feel like we're going backwards instead of forwards, and we shouldn't be doing that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because now that we've finished talking about kind of the future of you guys, I wanted to transition more to talk about bootleggers in and of itself, and this round in particular. So, going based off of what you said, is there anything in particular as far as updates and changes that have been made, or updates and changes you would like to see made but aren't being made, that you're talking about as far as what you see as being better for the game going forward?
Well, I thought when they brought in this whole anybody could be a crew or gang or family, whatever you want to call it, that the game was going to progress from there. Well, now they're talking about taking that back. Now only 10 crews are going to be elected for the loot boxes or revenue or whatever they want to call it. But in all reality, why are we going back to crews and gangs and this and that, you know? The way we have it now gives everybody a chance to be on the same playing field, and it's the same game for everybody, as opposed to now 10 people are only getting this and the rest of us ain't, or yada yada. It gives less to complain about.
And to touch on that a little bit too, it seems staff is trying to appeal to new players and old players at the same time, and you can't have your cake and eat it too. You got to find a neutral ground.
Okay. Is there any features in particular that have come about that you guys have a particular strong opinion on?
I mean, I personally, for me, I like the changes that's been made to auto burglary crimes. I mean, the overall overhaul has been in a positive, but we just got to, they got to keep that momentum going. And I mean, I get that you got to still keep the old players happy, but when there's not new people coming in, you got to do something.
Do you think that's more the state of the game, or is that a marketing issue?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to let you cop out on this one. Come on, give me an answer.
Go ahead, Bill.
I mean, it's probably a little of both reality. I know when we came back here in the round 9, 9-5, whatever the last one was before this, I physically seen an advertisement on Facebook, and I was like, oh shit, bootleggers, I ain't been on there in 3 years. Check it out, you know? So, I mean, that's how we came back recently, but you can always do better with marketing. They're modders and coders, though. They feel like they shouldn't be part of the game as well. Like, they shouldn't be playing it. They should just be working on it, making, you know. There's a lot to it, I'm sure, but...
No, to be honest with you, I really like this discussion, because the general consensus from the majority of the people I've spoken to is quite different from you guys. They like the idea that they're changing the crew totals, but they don't like how they're doing it and when. And from what I'm hearing from you guys is, you actually enjoyed the new changes, and you liked the fact that there was more crews because it evened the playing field. And then what you were just talking about as far as the mods shouldn't be playing the game, where a lot of people I speak to think that they should play the game more, because I don't think they quite understand the meta, which is why they make the changes that they do. So I actually really kind of like this discussion right now, because you guys are holding opinions that aren't really talked about very often. Did you guys want to elaborate on either one of those points a little bit further?
I do get what you're saying about understanding the game with them playing it, but that can easily be met with or understood by feedback from the people that are playing. Granted, it could be biased as terms like, okay, so where we would say something along lines that we thought would benefit us, 23rd would say something along that they thought would benefit them. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword when it comes to all of that.
What about as far as the crews? Because a lot of people feel kind of like the fact that there is an unlimited amount of them makes it so it doesn't matter anymore. You know, anyone can have it if you have 1.5 million, which you can do in like one booze run. You know what I mean?
Okay, but at the same time, it took out that layer level where it wasn't so hard for anybody to get wiped anymore. Granted, you know, I understand the game is what it is and they're going to do what they want to do, but at the same time, with the crews and the gangs being the way they are now, anybody could get hit at any given time, and you don't have to go through the soldiers, then the council, then the gang boss. You could hit the boss right away, and now if they don't have anybody that can take that spot, now they're fighting for it.
Understandable. And like I said, I really kind of like these perspectives, because these are perspectives you don't hear very often.
Well, that and, you know, to touch back on as far as the staff playing and stuff like that, I feel like they can say they're neutral and stuff like that, but I feel they're still out to help their crew that they're in or their buddies that they were with or whoever back in the day. Granted, I could just be saying that or whatever, but that's just my opinion.
It's just human nature to think that at one point because you just don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that makes it hard to, you know, for one, they were talking about making boot mails a regular thing. It's hard to talk in there when staff and anybody could see what you're talking about, how you're doing this or, you know, whatever you want to do.
I think a big issue with that, though, just has to do with the history of the moderators we've had in the game and the level of corruption that there was. I would say, based on my conversations with Strikeback, Riot, KDevo, and Flames, that they're all very upfront guys. I don't think that there's any corruption like there was back in the day. It helps that most of them weren't really involved in the deep political part of the game, except for maybe KDevo a little bit. But for the most part, they're all doing a really great job, as far as I've been able to tell. And, you know, you guys see me in the game for him. I'm the first one to pipe up when I don't like something. Most of my issues are with Kyle, not them. They've been doing a really good job this round, I think.
I'd have to definitely agree with you. I'd say this set of mods and shit are probably the better ones that we've seen in the years. I've had multiple conversations with Flame and Riot about issues and things like that, and they actually listen and adhere the information and get shit done.
For sure. I feel like they've helped, you know, bring back people weren't going to the help desk tickets, stuff like that, because they weren't getting answered, you know, as far as that goes. So, I mean, they've helped in a lot of ways. But then again, like I said, you never know who they're really working for in the end.
Yeah, and like I said, that's that stigma, though, just because of all the corrupt ones we've had in the past. And it's just human nature to think that, too. So it makes it hard to trust. I can totally understand that. And even now, based just on habit, whenever I'm talking about something, you know, private, I always, you know, jump on Discord or jump on WhatsApp, because that used to be a problem in the past where you'd send a boot mail to somebody and all of a sudden someone's got a screenshot of it and you have no idea how, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's where I'm pretty sure most crews here have progressed to use Discord or other means of communication like WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always been like that, though. You had MSN, then you had Skype for a little bit there.
Oh, shit. Taking it back in the day, bro. Woo!
Yeah, some crews were using AIM. I remember that.
The one thing I don't like about the crews being only 10 and the rest gangs is the gangs aren't allowed in the revenue. Like, if they want to limit it, but everyone should still be able to compete. You know what I mean?
Kind of target smaller crews.
I do like it for one thing. Because I do think right now the only real competition is for those top like two or three spots that get the gold. Now it's going to mean you have to compete just to be able to compete. So instead of just those top two or three spots that are going to be coveted and fought for, it's now going to be the top 10. So like even someone who is in 12th spot, instead of just playing it safe and trying to build, they might be more tempted now to actually shoot someone who's in the 8th spot. You know what I mean?
In that aspect, though, I feel like it's going to push a lot of the smaller crews away that don't have as many players to get that revenue up to the 10th spot or, you know, whatever, and they're just going to stop playing.
I mean, that touches back, too, on appeasing the new players and appeasing the old. Can't have your cake and eat it.
That's true. I mean, in a perfect world, when we had 1 billion users, I mean, that would work because then the smaller crews can just recruit and get bigger. But, you know, when we have a stagnation of players within the game, it's just really hard to say, fuck it, I'm going to work hard and grow my member base, because you're just going to fill up your crew with a bunch of underground people from other crews.
Exactly. And that's the hard part about it.
All right. Well, I do want to take a moment here to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your day to talk with us, to talk to the Bootleggers community. I think we learned a lot more about the Chicago outfit. And also, I really like the contrarian perspectives that we had on some of the newer updates that doesn't get voiced too often. I definitely appreciate that. I want to give each one of you an opportunity here to have the floor to yourself for any closing remarks you may have. Dabad, we'll go ahead and start with you and then work our way down, if that's okay.
No, let's start with Cheryl.
That's fine with me. It doesn't matter.
You guys are asshats.
That's totally staying in.
Yeah, it should. because it's true. Okay, well, for starters, I would win the busting comps if I was still busting, which I don't do anymore because I'm too busy doing other things, which whatever. And I can't wait to see the graveyard fill up from people shooting to get the top 10 spots. That's, yeah, that makes me very happy if that was to happen. And other than that, I don't really have a whole lot to say.
Well, I appreciate your willingness to say what you did.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to... Sorry.
Oh, no.
I have to shout out to see murder.
Oh, you shout out to see murder. Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next?
Well, I guess it'll be me. See, I was supposed to go, but Cheryl stole it.
I kind of put her up for tribute, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. We thank you for having us, for sure, and glad that we got to do it, even though it took a week later, but we still got it done, so congrats to all of us.
That is very true, and I apologize about that, guys. I definitely didn't plan for my water heater to blow up last Monday. I'll try to schedule that better for you guys next time.
It's always hard to get all of us on the same day, too, though, with all of our work schedules and few people being out of states and whatnot.
Very true.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for having us. I'm sorry, I forgot to.
Yeah, we appreciate you, and hope everybody had a good time listening to it, and hey, we'll see y'all on the game.
Absolutely. And as they say, you save the best for last. Chicago, why don't you take us home?
Yeah, appreciate you having us on here, giving us the opportunity to tell everybody about our crew. I don't think a lot of people knew that 50% of this crew is family and from the Chicago area. I know there's some people out there that have just from, you know, bullshitting with people in the game and whatnot. So it's nice to get, you know, what we're about and how we came about and all that shit out on the table. And like I said, appreciate you having us. And I'm not shouting out to nobody. Fuck you all.
Who there?
All right, see, that wasn't that bad, was it?
We're off air now.
Hold on a second. Let me turn off the recording bot here. All right, and that's going to wrap up this episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. If anyone has any suggestions, comments, or concerns, feel free to make a game forum post or post in this episode's thread. If anyone has any questions about joining the Buzzcast team, reach out to Vio at your earliest convenience. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Until next time, I'm Coasty, and I'm out of here.